Thanks, Vanessa. With the headlines, I'm Jason Rosam. Good morning. Gordon Brown is visiting young people in North London this morning to explain yesterday's budget and is taking questions. Meanwhile, the Chancellor, Alistair Darling, has rejected suggestions his budget amounts to a profound change in the way Labour will govern Britain. There have been suggestions that the measures announced yesterday are more old Labour than new Labour. The chairman of ITV, Michael Grade, has announced he's to give up running the broadcaster. Mr. Grade will stay as non-executive chairman and a new chief executive will be chosen. ITV's revenue from advertising has fallen during the recession. Opposition leaders have said they're unable to support plans to change the system of MPs' expenses suggested by Gordon Brown. He called for a system that would allow members to receive an allowance for attending Parliament instead of expenses for a second home. And London's health clubs are coming under fire for not doing enough to help people who are doing too much exercise. That's according to the eating disorder charity Beat. It says guidelines should be put in place to help members who are exercising compulsively, but gyms say they'd be unworkable. Time for London's weather now. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
Sunny and warm weather throughout the morning and into the afternoon. We should easily get to 20 or 21 degrees. A little more of a breeze blowing, but a fine evening on offer. Not much happens overnight to change things, and tomorrow is going to be a very similar day again. It will eventually turn more unsettled as we go through the weekend, though.
Those are the headlines. Steve Phillips has the travel.
Still the southbound closure of the M1, junction 11 at Dunstable. Back of the queue is at junction 13.